Well, big news out of the United States Supreme Court, and happily, it's news. It's happy news for many who have spent money to have their kids go to parochial schools, like when I was growing up. And they were always saying you couldn't use federal money for this or that, a complete misreading of the separation of church and state. Be that as it may, the Supreme Court has ruled that public money can be used to fund religious education. That's been a long-time fight. And a part of that fight, former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, back with us this morning on that favorable Supreme Court ruling for religious schools. Good morning, Madam Secretary.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I am doing extremely well, and I'm sure that you're happy that this part of the battle has been successful.
Absolutely. This was another major step forward for parents and kids who want to, want to have values-based or faith-based educations. And in states where programs are offered that allow access to other schools than the government-assigned schools, the court has come down again and again on the side of against religious discrimination and on the side of students and their families. And this has implications for Michigan. The court also has said clearly that where parents are deciding, the government has no controlling interest or no innate interest in those decisions. And so this is again very important implications for Michigan, and really points to the fact that the education savings account bill legislation that Governor Whitmer has vetoed, but that citizens are signing petitions to get back before the legislature and allow for families to make these choices, that we have to get that over the finish line. And that has got to happen for kids in Michigan.
Well, it broadens and helps parents make the choice that they want to make. And they should have the right to choose when it comes to education. And there's implications for Michigan, as you put it, Madam Secretary Betsy DeVos, former Secretary of Education, and for the education savings accounts, too, to broaden our opportunities for everybody.
Absolutely. This is good news for everyone in the country, but especially good news for Michigan and where we are right now with moving toward offering families those options and those opportunities for choices for their kids.
So where do we go from here? What's next, Madam Secretary?
Well, the petition drive is nearly completed, and very soon we'll be presenting signatures for the legislature to consider again. And our hope is that the legislature will again pass this legislation, and that families across Michigan will be able to start making choices that are going to fit for their kids and that are going to work for their families.
You must get a sense of gratitude for this happening after all the work you have done, your husband Dick DeVos, and all other like-minded citizens of the great state of Michigan, to see an opportunity like this come through and for the United States Supreme Court to basically see it your way.
Well, the court has been very clear in a number of cases in the last few years that it will not tolerate religious discrimination, religious animosity. And this is important for all Americans, no matter whether you elect to send your child to a school that has a faith-based foundation or not. This is really important to reassert the importance of Americans' ability to practice their faith and to do so holistically. But importantly for Michigan, this is again another important step to securing what has been a foundational right, but is again being re-articulated and clarified, and it's going to mean a lot of new opportunities for kids that sorely need them.
Well, that's great news, and I appreciate you coming on board last minute like this, and you have the final word. Thank you, former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. Anything else?
Thank you so much, Paul. Great to talk with you again.
Well, it's great to talk with you. You've got an open door here. Anytime you want to come on board, we'll look forward to it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks so much, Paul W.
Former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos on the favorable Supreme Court ruling for religious schools. Pretty good, huh? All right, I want you to stand by for news. And, of course, WJR's All Talk with Tom and Kevin coming your way in minutes. Go on out, make it a great rest of the day. Stay cool. Regards, Paul W. Smith.